Okay, here's a thought. What if we told you the key to a video's success online isn't, just how good it looks, but maybe the completely invisible text underneath it?
That invisible text, that's the video transcript. And yeah, today we're doing a deep dive into why this often overlooked thing is actually critical. Critical for getting seen online and for, well, people actually engaging with your stuff.
Right. And our source for this deep dive is The Marketing Tutor. They're a UK-based team, right? Local specialists, SEO experts.
Yeah, exactly. And they really hammer this home. They teach this strategy all the time.
So our mission today, let's unpack the power of these transcripts. I mean, it's just the plain text of what's said in the video, isn't it?
Basically, yeah. Like in super simple terms, it's the whole text of the video.
Okay, so obviously it helps someone who maybe can't hear well, or if you're watching in a noisy office. Does that make
Sure, that's the baseline. But here's where it gets really interesting, like you said. This transcript, it's kind of serving two masters.
Two masters, okay, intriguing. Who's the first one?
The first master, that's the machine, the search engine.
Ah, Google and friends.
Exactly. And here's the slightly weird thing. Search engines are incredibly smart, but they're basically, well, deaf when it comes to video content itself. They can't listen or watch to figure out what your video is truly about. Not in detail, anyway.
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack that machine problem. If I just paste the whole script below the video player, isn't that like duplicate content? I thought Google didn't like that. How does the marketing tutor's advice get around that?
That's a great question. And what's really fascinating, and what these specialists point out, is that Google is smart enough to understand context. It sees the text is a supplement to the video, not just a copy of some other text page on your site.
So it knows it belongs with the video.
Precisely. The marketing tutor emphasizes that this transcript provides this really rich, indexable text. It's where the search engine can properly identify keywords, understand topics, semantic relationships, even those valuable long-tail
Long
keywords.
tail. The really specific search terms people use.
And it helps demonstrate expertise, that whole EAT thing, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. The transcript helps prove you've got it.
Okay, so a good structured transcript is like leaving a super detailed index card for the search bots. Makes sense.
It boosts your video's chances, yeah. Makes it pop up more in searches. Not just on YouTube, but right there on the main Google search results page sometimes.
Which is huge. Okay, so that's master number one, the machine. Who's the second master?
That would be the people, the actual human users watching, or maybe not watching, your video.
Right, the super user experience idea.
Exactly. Because that same optimized text we just made for the machine, it turns out it's also perfect reading material for humans.
Okay, I can see that. Accessibility, obviously.
Yeah.
Breaking down barriers. But you're saying it's more than that.
Oh, definitely. Think about how people actually use content online. If I'm watching, say, a 20-minute video on a technical topic, and I just need one specific piece of
You're
information.
not going to rewatch the whole thing. You'll scan the text. I know I do that all the time.
Right. You jump straight to the text. And that ability to scan to find what you need quickly, it massively increases engagement. People stick around longer.
And thinking about localization, the marketing tutor is UK-based, dealing with diverse audiences. For non-native English speakers, or maybe someone unfamiliar with jargon.
It's a lifesaver. The written text lets them slow down, maybe look up a term, really grasp complex ideas without hitting rewind constantly. It just makes the content so much more useful.
And that usefulness translates into better metrics for your site, like time on page. It's about getting more value from the video you already worked hard to create.
Exactly. But, and this is important, you can't just dump a raw, unformatted text file under the video and expect miracles.
Need some structure.
Absolutely. The specialists at the marketing tutor, they give some really practical tips for making the transcript friendly for both SEO and users.
Okay, like what?
Well, first, keywords. You need them in there, but they have to sound natural. Don't just stuff them in, make it readable.
Makes sense. Keep it human.
Second, use clear headings and subheadings within the transcript itself. Think of them like chapter titles. They break up the text, tell search engines and people what each section is about.
Okay, headings. What else?
Bullet points are great. Use them to highlight key takeaways, make the important stuff stand out.
And timestamps. I've seen those. They're like little time markers in the text.
Yes, those are essential. They usually link directly to that point in the video. So a user reads something interesting, clicks a timestamp.
And boom, they're right at that spot in the video. Super handy.
It makes the whole thing highly scannable, highly usable, And that structure, it makes it much more likely Google might pull content from your transcript for things like featured snippets.
The little answer box right at the top of the search results.
Yeah.
Prime real estate.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's pull this together. A high-quality, well-organized transcript following the advice from sources like the marketing tutor. It's like giving your video superpowers.
That's a good way to put it. It maximizes how well machines can understand it and how useful it is for humans. Findable and usable for everyone.
Okay, so we've established that right now, search engines really rely on reading that transcript to understand the video.
Yeah, currently that's the primary way they get the content in detail.
Which leads to a kind of provocative thought for the future, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially thinking about global reach and localization.
Go on.
Well, technology is always improving, right?
Yeah.
AI is getting scarily good. What happens when search engines can effectively listen to and fully understand video content directly? Does the transcript lose its value then?
That is the big question, isn't it? If the primary SEO benefit diminishes because the AI can just listen, what other benefits will keep that written text essential?
Maybe things like ensuring regulatory compliance in different regions.
Yeah.
Or providing that instant text source for perfect machine translation, making localization easier. Human-driven needs.
Could be. Things beyond just basic topic understanding. What keeps the text itself valuable even when the audio is understood by machines?
It's definitely something to mull over next time you're uploading a video. Food for thought.
Absolutely.
All right, great discussion. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.